For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with Steve Morgan, the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, thank you for joining.
Great to be here, Paul.
Cybersecurity Alert, AI-powered output can only be as good as the input, or at least that's the title of one of our blog posts. Steve, tell us what prompted you to write about AI, no pun intended.
So let me just shout out the author quickly. He deserves it. Sajjad Parakat, and I apologize if I pronounced that wrong. He's the VP of engineering for Avanti, a cybersecurity company, and this article was in Forbes. And he says, data is the new oil. We've been hearing that from some other people, but he adds, those who produce, shape, control, and own it are at a distinct power advantage. Information is currency. And then now, of course, we're talking about AI, and AI is all data.
What do you think he means by the output can only be as good as the input? Because we've talked on the show before about AI misbehaving, misunderstanding, giving back the wrong information. Just curious what you think.
You are what you eat. So, you know, if we wanted to build our own AI system here, which we're not going to do because there's a lot of AI systems out there that we could tap into, but we would start with all of our data, all of our content, everything that we've developed, which would be a good thing because we've worked very hard and we have, you know, very good sources. But once you start to open that up and you start to bring the world's information in, then the value of every piece of data diminishes. Yet on the other hand, the more data you take in, theoretically, you know, the more valuable the system is. There's no easy answer to it. I use search engines because I could find information and they're valuable. But when I use them, I definitely find garbage sometimes, but they're overwhelmingly a huge benefit.
And I guess we're at the earlier stages of AI right now, right? So maybe we're seeing a lot more of the negatives than the positives, because a bit later on, maybe, hopefully, 10 years down the line, it'll be 99% positive, only that 1% negative.
Yeah. I mean, the article's point is very simple. You have to feed data into AI systems that's accurate, relevant, and compliant with regulatory requirements. I mean, that's not the perfect answer, but generally, that's what we want to aim for.
Do you think there's anything we should mention, Steve, about AI in general before we go?
I think for the purpose of this particular article, we covered it more broadly because we're talking about data here and AI vacuums up this vast amount of data. We had put out a report that estimates the world will store 200 zettabytes of data by 2025. So for anyone who's listening, if you feel like it, if you have nothing to do, if you're bored, just do a Google search or look up zettabyte. It's just such a vast amount of data.
It's funny to bring that up because that's what I remember asking you about first when I read that was, well, what's actually a zettabyte? But yeah, it's of course an incredible amount of information. Steve, as always, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.